Canto 5, Chapter 21. The Reality of the Sun God Surya. Sri Shuka said, "This is what I could tell you about the size and characteristics of the general outline of the celestial sphere. The experts in this matter are with this outline of instruction about the extent of the sky, which they describe as outer space, consisting of two divisions above and below that are adjoined like the two halves of a grain of wheat. In the middle, the most powerful master of all the governing heavenly bodies is situated, the burning sun. With its fire, it heats the three worlds, and with its rays, it lights them. That sun globe, passing through the north, through the south, or crossing the equator, is known differently, depending its slowness, swiftness, or equality of movement. In its rising and setting, or staying up in different positions, it is making long, short, or equally long days, while it, as ordained, moves through the different signs of the astrological zodiac, beginning with the sign of Makara, Capricorn. When the sun enters Mesha and Tula, Aries and Libra, or at the equinoxes, the days and nights are of an equal length. When it moves through the next five signs headed by Vrishabha, Taurus, the days first increase while the nights shorten for Taurus and Gemini, and then decrease by half an hour every month depending on the latitude. When it passes the 5 months beginning with Vrishchika, Scorpio, the lengthening and shortening of the days and nights works opposite. Until the sun moves towards the south before the summer solstice, the days grow longer, and until it moves towards the north before the winter solstice, the nights get longer. Thus encircling, with an orbit before the Manasatara mountains thereabout, of 95,100,000 yojanas long, so the scholars teach us, one on the east of Meru finds Devadani, the city of King Indra, south of it the city named Samyamani of Yamaraj, in the west the city named Nimlochani of Varuna, and in the north the city of the moon named Vibhavari. At all the four sides of Meru, as the energetic pivot, thus creating sunrise, sunset, noontime, and midnight, it brings about the particular times of the living beings to be active or to cease their activity. The souls living in those places are by the sun, in the position of the middle of the day, always heated. It moves, turning left around the mountain, Meru, from the point where it rises to the diametrically opposite point where it sets. When one locally no longer sees the sun in the sky because it has set, it causes the people to sleep, while diametrically opposite to that place, the people are sure to have seen the sun rising, that because of its heat makes them sweat. When the sun, in 15 ghatikas, 6 hours, moves from the residence of Indra to that of Yamaraj, it covers a distance of 23,775,000 yojanas, a quarter of the circumference. Next, it proceeds to the abode of Varuna, then to the realm of the moon, after which it returns to the place of Indra. Along with it, also the other planets and stars headed by the moon are seen rising and setting in the celestial sky. Thus, the vehicle of the sun god, which represents the three Vedic principles of uniting by karma, jnana, and bhakti yoga, moves through the four realms covering 3,400,800 yojanas in a muhurta. This vehicle has only one wheel with 12 spokes, the months, 6 segments, the seasons, and 3 pieces to its hub, 4-month periods, that in its entirety is known as a solar year, a samvatsara. Its axle is fixed on the top of Meru with Manasatara at the other end. The wheel of the chariot of the sun being fixed there rotates to the mountain range of Manasatra like a wheel of an oil press machine. Fixed to the base of that axle, there is a second one that, like with the axle of an oil press machine, measures a quarter of its length. Its upper portion is fixed to Dhruva Loka, the center of the stars. The inside of the vehicle measures 3.6 million yojanas long and a quarter of that distance wide. It is pulled by seven horses named after the Vedic meters that, in order to carry the god of the sun, by Aruna Deva are harnessed to a yoke as wide as the vehicle. Even though Aruna, fulfilling his duties as the charioteer, sits in front of the sun god, he looks backward not to be disrespectful. There, in front of the sun god, the 60,000 thumb-sized sages named Valikilyas are engaged in offering their prayers that they express with eloquence. So too, 14 others, namely the sages, the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, and the demigods, worship with a variety of names and different ceremonies in seven groups of two, with for every month different representatives, the Supreme Lord in the form of the sun god Surya, he who is the life of the universe and who carries